Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome and thank you for joining us at this edition of Coach's Corner with your host, Coach Andrew Poretz, a 2007 graduate of the International Coach Academy. We are excited to offer the first ever Biz Richmond ICA Alumni Telesummit, where six alumni have come together to create community. Make sure you attend each live event for a business experience worth having. Sponsored by the Living Consciously Education Program and Biz Richmond. Now, here's Coach Andrew.
Hi, welcome to Coach's Corner. After a six-month absence, I'm kicking off 2012 with six shows in the next 12 days, the ICA Alumni Telesummit. If you're listening live and you have a question, the phone number is 646-929-2893. Again, that's 646-929-2893, and you can listen live, and if you press the number 1, I'll know you have a question. We have a live chat room right now on the show page where you can also ask questions. Tonight's first guest on the ICA Alumni Telesummit is Karen Monteverdi, a certified professional coach and ICA alumni. She's the creator of the Biz Richmond ICA Alumni Telesummit, where ICA students are getting the business experience worth having. Karen has a way of moving and inspiring everyone she meets. She's a catalyst to help you fulfill your mission as a coach. Karen is an author, a prolific writer who has released 5 books in 2 years, countless blogs and e-zines, as well as a reporter for the Portland edition of TheExaminer.com. As owner and program director for Green Mountain Enrichment and Empowerment Center, Karen continues to develop programs to help you transform your coaching world. Karen offers her talents to the Biz Richmond ICA Alumni Telesummit by organizing this entertaining and educational forum. Welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Andrew. It's nice to talk to you again.
Nice to talk to you, too. And I must tell everyone that the last time I had Karen on my show, back in September of 2010, that show went on to be the most downloaded episode I've ever done by many times. You know, thousands of calls, thousands of downloads here and on iTunes, more than any other show I've done.
I chalk it up to great chemistry. What do you think?
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
I'll go with that, absolutely.
It's a team effort, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So before I go anywhere, let me just let anybody listening know that ICA stands for International Coach Academy. And that is my coaching alma mater.
That's,
yeah. You should have like a school song and things like that.
I think so. Well, I just like to say that all six coaches that are presenting here today, I mean, not today, but over the next 12 days, are all ICA alumni. So we've all either graduated or are about to graduate from the International Coach Academy. And so we're very excited about having everybody work together to create this business experience.
I love it. This is very exciting for me. I mean, I first of all, I thank you very much for the opportunity to host the Telesummit. And it also got me off of my my coaching butt as far as Coach's Corner is concerned, because, as you know, I haven't done a live show since October.
Well, that's part of my gift. I move and inspire people. So
you do, and that's like this show is, I always say, I only want people who touch, move, and inspire people to do things, take action.
Well, you know, one of the reasons that we created Biz Richmond in the first place was because there was a stark realization that 80% of all new coaches failed to create a self-sustaining income in the first year. And that gave me pause. I was like, no, that can't be happening.
And yet it is.
Oh, well, it's not so much anymore. We've got new statistics out for 2012, and 7 out of 10 coaching businesses that hire virtual assistants or use a virtual office manager or have some kind of employee survive the first 2 years. And that's 7 out of 10, Andrew. 7 out of 10.
Wow.
That's 70%. If you look at that, and 51% are surviving now at least the first 5 years. And a lot of it has to do with getting mentored mm-hmm. and having coaches support them.
Mm.
So we know, we've done some statistics and surveys and market research with people who are successful and what is different for them than those that are not succeeding is they have systems and processes. And that's about 20% of the equation. The other 80% is a mindset to succeed. And when you have somebody counting on you, psychologically, you have more motivation to succeed than if it's just yourself. So we see the psychology of having virtual assistants, and we see the psychology of having coaches and mentors help coaches succeed in that first year. And it is amazing to me that we went from 20% success to 70% success in a matter of 3 years just by watching and developing systems and processes for these coaches and working on their inner game. It's
mm-hmm.
huge, huge impact.
Yeah, inner game is really one of the big keys in almost anything you can imagine.
Exactly. So that's what the Living Biz Richmond is really about, the systems and processes, like getting this telesummit together and you know, the communication and the forms and making sure everybody has everything they need. But the Living Consciously Education Program is more the other 80%, which is your inner game, working with people on their mindset, confidence, strength, inner strength, their inner power, and their ability to move themselves forward and stop letting, you know, let go mm-hmm. of that self-doubt, but also create mindset of community.
Okay.
So we've seen, like I said, amazing results. And so that's one of the reasons we wanted to create the ICA Summit with Julie Fowler. What happened was I was sitting there watching something, and I got a spark from this person, Julie Fowler. So I started checking her out, and it turns out, you know, she wanted to be a coach. And that was over a year ago when we first
mm-hmm.
met. And she had just asked me a question about creating sustainability. So Julie created that Facebook page that we all joined
mm-hmm.
Called Connecting Life Coaches, ICA. So, and I had talked to her about, you know, the amazing thing that she did. I mean, in less than a month, she created a Facebook page, and over 100 people were there talking and supporting each other. And so I saw a way that I could support her in supporting more people. And this is part of what we're doing here, is helping some of these coaches who are about to graduate, like Julie, get some business experience worth having. And one of the things that we know that really help coaches get known is being able to do telesummits,
mm-hmm.
teleseminars, classes, radio programs. So then I started looking at, well, who can we get? And I called you, and lo and behold, the amazingness of you said yes.
I'm a yes man, absolutely. I say yes to things that are really great and powerful and exciting. And especially with people that I want to play with.
And I do love to play with you.
Aw. So Biz Richmond, it's a really cool name. Like, where did that come from?
Oh, I actually hired somebody to come up with it for me.
Really?
Yeah, it's trademarked and the whole bit. We got a nice logo. But I had a, in 2009, we were doing a business retreat out here in Portland, Oregon, and we had seven presenters come out and talk about business opportunities, like creating focus and keeping stress management, especially, mm-hmm. you know, in being a solo entrepreneur. It can get stressful when you're the only one doing everything. Mm-hmm. So we also did some yoga and things like that. It was a lot of fun. But I needed a name, so I hired a local writer. I said, this is what we're doing. Come up with a tagline for me and a name. So the tagline is, the name is BizRichment, which is mm-hmm. business enrichment combined, and it's business experience worth having. And so we have this process of learning by doing. We're going to put you in the throes of what it is that you want to create. So we've got people who want to create a presence on the web. So we're going to just throw them in and say, okay, let's go do it. I'm going to support you along the way and get you the processes and systems. But I'm also going to support your inner game. So when you start having self-doubt or you need somebody to just brainstorm with, we're going to be here to help you. And then we also help them with their inner voice. And the beauty of this work is as you take action, you begin to listen to your inner voice and awaken to your inner power. And that's what we show you how to do, so that you can then jump off this platform and become very successful in your coaching career.
Yeah, my inner voice is the guy from Field of Dreams.
Well, build it, you know, he will come.
This is really funny, and it's a little embarrassing to say, but I'm going to share with you. My inner voice, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Gandhi.
Oh, sure.
With
absolutely.
Ben Kingsley.
Mm-hmm.
So my inner voice is not Gandhi, although I really like Gandhi. And it's not Ben Kingsley, although I admire him as an actor. It's Ben Kingsley as Gandhi.
That's great.
So I took all the things I liked about Ben Kingsley and all the things I liked about Gandhi, and I made him into one inner mentor.
You know, if you ever see Ben Kingsley come on a talk show, he will always do this thing that he learned in Gandhi, where he puts his hands together in a sort of acknowledgement of this kind of powerful gesture. And he's done that ever since Gandhi. He said he just gives him a very, very peaceful and powerful feeling when he does that. It's
Let's
a Gandhi move,
it.
You know, the Gandhi
Let's
physical move.
Let's try that.
What's that thing that that Anthony Robbins talks about? It's just like a power move.
Right, right.
You know, where you bring your fist down. Yes! Well, that's his kind of power move when he comes on into any environment.
So do you have one? Do you have a power move?
I just have a generic power move, which is, you know, the Anthony Robbins fist down. Yes! I've used that many times. And I'm doing it now as I said that. So it actually bumped up my energy level.
So mine is my smile. That's my power move.
Cool. That's a good one.
I think so.
Yeah.
So it's disarming, it's powerful, it's joyful, and gosh, it's fun.
Well, actually, one of the I sometimes have used is like a very goofy, big, wide, you know, 5-year-old grin.
Mm-hmm.
That I probably got from a cartoon, but it never fails to get a laugh or a smile or change the tone of anybody I'm with.
I love that.
But it's usually I'll do the Anthony Robbins thing, which is always great.
You know, I was watching something that he said the other day, and it was really, really powerful, and it I'm just going to bring up my Facebook page because I actually commented about it, that you know, the great thing about Tony is that he's, you know, he's always awesome. He's always awesome. And I've had an opportunity to have an experience with him by proxy. So that was pretty cool. I got talk to him on the phone one time.
Really?
Wow. Yeah, he was calling my foster dad, so I was kind of cool. But you know, I was watching a video with Tony Robbins, and it was an advertising for a seminar he and a few others like Donald Trump are giving sometime this in the near future. And the one thing that stuck out in my mind and gave me great satisfaction, I'm reading this actually, is a kind of revelation and testimonial as to my own work. That is 80% of being an entrepreneur is an inner game mentally, while only 20% are systems and processes. And he said that, you know, which is something that I say all the time, and it's really nice to hear somebody as big in the coaching world, you know, and one of the icons to repeat something that you say. So it's wonderful to realize how much one's work is respected, needed, and of benefit to the world. So I'm really grateful for what we do, you know, as coaches, because it's so very important, and we watch people struggle when we know, hey, all you have to do is stop banging your head against the wall and look this way. There's the opening. There you go. Ta-da.
I like that because, you know, my head hurts from all that banging against the wall.
Exactly. You know, and we realize that people, coaches especially, tend to hide, and they tend to not value themselves as much as their clients value them. And it is a stark realization, and this happened to actually one of our coaches, when they ask for a testimonial, when they get it, how that is just so impactful to the coach. Wow, I had no idea that that's how you felt. You know, because you're down in the ditch, and you're digging with them, you know, and you're working, you got your sleeves rolled up, and you're helping them out and giving them perspective. But human beings are amazing.
You know, I always call that, you know, like the George Bailey moment where you realize that if you hadn't been there, Harry would have fallen through the ice at the age of 9.
Ah, yeah. Nice reference.
So I wanted to ask you, what do you think, well, first of all, what do you hope that people will receive from doing the Biz Richmond program?
Well, at the very least, do you mean the summit that we're doing now?
Well, you know what? We could divide this into a two-part question. Let's talk first about the Telesummit.
Okay. So it's a win-win-win situation. This is my first Telesummit, so I get experience creating a Telesummit. And then we have 5 other coaches who are getting business experience worth having by creating their own conversation with you. And then we get to turn the tables on you and say, hey, Andrew, you don't get away that easily. And at the end of the show, you get to be interviewed. And I don't know, have you ever been interviewed on your own radio show
before? Not on my own show. So it's sort of the feeling of like being Johnny Carson sitting in the guest chair.
So this is exciting. It's different. It's innovative. You know, we're turning the tables on putting you in the hot seat. So I'm excited about that. And what we're going to also do for the audience who are listening is we've got some bonus offers in. We've got some free stuff to give away at the end. We've got a survey to help them pair them up with some mentoring if they're interested in that. And we want to share them that really inspire them to stretch themselves beyond what they think they can do. And if they can't do it on their own, to reach out and hopefully be a resource for them to reach out, and if not us, somebody. You know, because it's not only us that are, you know, we're not the only ones doing this. We're the ones right in your face right now and mm-hmm. available to you. But after the program and after we're gone, we hope you remember us. And if you need someone, that you'll call us.
Nice. I definitely would like to be involved in that. Oh, wait, I am.
That's right. You are.
Yeah, if I wasn't already, I would be.
We have a special honor that we'll present to you after the ICA Summit, and we'll follow through with letting everybody know what that great gift is. But you have to listen. There's also something else. We've got a 72-hour bonus going on that I'm offering. Now, it's unusual that I would offer this gift, but because it's ICA students and they're graduating, I've got some very special packages available for the ICA group. Now, I don't give my mentoring away for free. People pay a nice, pretty penny for the mentoring that we do.
Mm-hmm.
There are a few Biz Richmond programs where if you sponsor us, we will share with you some mentoring processes.
Mm-hmm.
We do have some free stuff that we're giving away, 5 weeks of mentoring.
Wow.
In our 5 weeks, that's right. And we have, the reason we chose 5 weeks is we know that it takes at least that long to really get up and moving in your process, whatever your process is. And most of our testimonials occur within 5 weeks. So, which means that people, you know, one of our testimonials say that he did more in 5 weeks worth of mentoring and coaching in his marketing plan than he did the whole rest of the whole previous year. And that was Floyd Wills. And he's a hypnotherapist here in Oregon. And
mm-hmm.
we're just watching amazing things happen with people who take us up on that gift.
Well, that's fabulous. Now, I want to be real clear here, because, you know, one of the things about doing a show here on Blog Talk Radio is that right now we are live here in March of 2012, but well into the future people will be hearing this show because it goes in the archive and it goes on iTunes. And so somebody may be listening to this in the future and they're going to say, hey, is my 72 hours up? So would you like to give a deadline? So if somebody's listening to this in the future, they know, oh, that does not apply to me. And they're not going to go start calling you up and going, hey, I just heard your 72-hour offer.
Yes, thank you so much for pointing that out to me. The deadline to receive this offer is Saturday, March 31st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Okay, it's March 31st, 2012.
2012.
Right. And sorry, say the time again is of
8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
8 p.m. Eastern Time. Great. So those of you in the year 2015, you're too late. But thanks for listening. Thanks for downloading me 3 years from now. Really, really appreciate it.
Excellent.
It's kind of funny you can do that. You can actually talk to people in the future right now. But it's sort of like that weird movie with the mail and the – oh, never mind. Okay, great. So
want to put a shout out then to Kathy, who's listening to us in the future.
Hello, Kathy of the future. So why don't you share with the audience? Actually, before I get to that, do you want to tell people how to get a hold of this bonus, or do you want to wait till the end of the call?
I'm going to wait till the end of the call because there's some special. Well, you know what? I'm going to back up that and say if you go to livingconsciouslyeducation.com right now and you click on ICA Telesummit, about one, just partway down the the page, it says register here. And if you register and give us your name and phone number and email address and your Skype name, we will send you an email at the end of the show that will have a special URL as well as a password that gets you to your bonus for tonight.
Great. Repeat that first longer website.
Sure. It's livingconsciouslyeducation.com.
Got it. Now, by the way, if anybody is listening right now live and they want to ask a question of Karen, you can just call us at 646-929-2893. And we do actually have people who are on the switchboard, but nobody is currently asking a question. So the deal is you actually have to raise your hand within the switchboard by pressing the number 1, and that will light up and let me know there's a question, and then I can let you on the line, and you can speak directly with Karen. So what are some of the successes that you have had in the Biz Richmond program?
Well, let's see. We have had, let me go to my page here. There's just been so many. So one of the things that we've done is we worked with the Volunteers of America, and we created a class for the Volunteers of America staff in Rockwood, Oregon. They have a retail store. And one of the things that occurred there was that they were having trouble with their communication, keeping it positive and open and being able to engage the volunteers in helping helping distribute the work. So we used our Living Consciously education program and went in and helped them be able to resolve some pretty intense emotional stuff that was going on there. We have Floyd Wills, who I talked about before, and we have a gentleman by the name of, let me get his name here. So his name is Tom, and forgive me, Tom, for saying your name incorrectly, but it's C-R-E-P-E-A-U. Have any idea how to pronounce that? I always called him Tom.
That probably is a good idea.
Yeah, so Tom was he's a coach himself,
mm-hmm.
and he's an author, and Tom had been an author and been trying to work on a novel for about 6 years. And for the last two, Tom had amazing writer's block. He couldn't even put pen to paper. He couldn't type a single word on the computer. 30 minutes in conversation with us as we're sitting doing coaching and mentoring. We went through a visualization. We're sitting there. I hear click, click, click of the type of the keys, and he goes, "Gotta go," and hung up. And I went, "Okay, what's going on here?" He emailed me later to say that for 6 years he's been fighting his writer's block, and 30 minutes into the process. After taking his class and during the follow-up coaching session, he broke through. He broke through his ego. He broke through all the pain that he was, and he's halfway through his novel now.
Wow.
I love that stuff.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So we have we have Elaine Lockhart, who is a business coach and intuitive reader for empowering entrepreneurs. And she's also an Amazon bestseller, wrote the book 21 Ways to ease foot pain. Well, she's been doing self-development work for some time and really didn't get to the core of her main issue. But through the classes and coaching, she's broken through, and for the first time she started earning money doing her intuitive readings. She's now got mentor groups going on. She's got meditation groups happening, and she's making money for the first time in her coaching career. So we're very proud of her. We have people who aren't coaches. So we have one gentleman who was having issues with alcohol and was doing some diversity training. Well, in conjunction with that, he took on our classes. And what it allowed him to do was to stop drinking completely. And not only did he stop drinking, he realized that he used the character visualization to see where he was going and where he was going to end up, depending upon which perspective he wanted to look at. And so we helped him see, you know, his inner game and be able to realize what it was that he wanted to create. So we didn't expect this program to be that powerful, but it seems to be. So we're just knocking on wood and keep watching as people, you know, I've got tons of testimonials, but mm-hmm. We have, of course, my sister, who is my number one fan and one of my best case scenarios, who we did work with when we came back in 2005. Now, I didn't graduate from ICA until 2009, but during that time, I had been working with her and coaching her and mentoring her because she had post-traumatic stress disorder and agoraphobia. Now, if you know anything about agoraphobia, this is a terrible, terrible condition. She couldn't go outside. She couldn't pick up the phone and talk to people. She was terrified to answer the door. If she went into a grocery store, you know, she'd get sick and physically throw up.
Wow.
So what we did is in 2009, we used the information and the coaching and combined it into this program. And I thought, what the heck, let's try it on agoraphobia. And what's true is, Kathy is now a massage therapist. She deals with clients every single day. She works at a place called Massage Envy, which is a massage chain in North America. And she works with people. She talks with people. She loves hanging out with people. She's turned her anxiety into just an openness and an ability to engage with people in a way that she never could before. So what we know about the classes that we teach in with Biz Richmond through the Living Consciously education program is that they're just especially designed for business people and solo entrepreneurs to work on their inner game. So it works on any social anxiety.
Okay. By the way, would you like it to take a question? Because one of the callers in the queue has a question.
Absolutely.
Okay. Somebody calling from area code 210, you're about to join us here. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine. Who is this?
This is Julie.
Hello, Julie.
And I do have a question, but I just wanted to say those testimonials were absolutely just wonderful, absolutely fantastic. Wonderful, wonderful job, Karen. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you'd like to read more of the testimonials, they're at gotocoach.net, and you can click on About Testimonial.
Ah, very good. Okay, yeah, because those were really very, very inspiring, very extremely encouraging. Sounds like you do some really deep work.
It is an amazing thing. But you have a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, and just kind of in regards to this whole telesummit and this being your first one that you've directed ever, I was wondering how you've liked it and if you have any plans in ever directing another one in the future.
Well, you know, that's a wonderful question. Thank you. I have liked it. It's been really fun. I've got to meet people and talk to people again from all over the world, which was an amazing experience, you know, because I do mostly local and national coaching, not so much international these days. So it was nice to get back into the international community, and that was a lot of fun. And I found that this is something I actually have a passion for. It was so easy to put all this stuff together, and I was so surprised. And then watching as people were growing, our coaches were growing and learning and feeling self-confident as they started working on their inner game to come out and speak. That was very rewarding. So, yes, I absolutely would do this again.
Ah, wonderful. Well,
thanks,
good.
Thanks, Julie.
Good. Sure. Thank you.
You're very welcome. I'll put you back on hold here. Or mute, I should say. Okay, great. So that was our first question. It's always exciting to get a live question on this show.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. I love having people interact. So if you're out there and you have some questions anything, if it pertains to coaching, maybe you want to ask Andrew. He's single, you know. You are still single, right?
I am. Single and ready to mingle, yeah. Okay, well, you got me there, so I went there. And by the way, we do have a live chat room. We have a bunch of people. 9 or 10 people have been in the chat room.
Awesome.
And I'll give a shout-out to Peter Marcus is in the chat room, a very good friend of mine, and who has a terrific show on Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, Peter. Is he a coach?
He is a coach.
Yeah.
He's out in the California, in the Monterey area.
Ah, you see, he gets to be my shoes.
There you go.
We're up here in Oregon. Hi, Peter. Hi.
He's over in the chat room. So I'm really curious about, like, some of the results you just spoke about were so, like, outside the expected types of things I would normally hear related to coaching and mentorship, and I'm just wondering, like, what do you know about this? Is this something that you're looking to replicate?
Oh, well, we have 44 programs
mm-hmm.
That we did through GoToCoach.net, Green Mountain Enrichment and Empowerment Center. So what we did is we spent the first 3 years of our coaching business doing marketing research, actually taking these out to the public and doing live events.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we charged nothing and we found that nobody would show up. That was great market research.
Yes.
Sometimes we would charge $50 or $60 and we'd get 4 or 5 people. The most people I ever got into a group was 28, and it was about 8 people more than I really had planned on. But
mm-hmm.
it all worked out, and we charged the most amount of money. So that was number one, is that people value things that cost more. I
yes.
don't know why that is, but it's just the way it is. So we accept that that's the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
We've been pricing our coaching based on that.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, If you charge more, they bring more to the table. The results have to do with the client. They don't really have to do with the coach. The coach
mm-hmm.
only helps pull that ability out of the client. You know, the client is the one that does all the work.
Right.
The coach just sees what the work is and how it needs to be done. And we help guide them to that knowing.
So it's like anything else, you need a really, you need great ingredients to have a great cake.
Exactly.
Okay.
So the number one thing is that I do with the clients is I screen my clients.
Mm-hmm.
And I make sure that these are clients that I want to work with. They are committed 100% to what they say they want. And if they're not, we're going to bring that to their attention and have them make a choice. In the moment, we're going to stand there face to face with them and say, or over the phone and say, look, this is what you said, and this is how you're behaving, which will not produce what you said you wanted to create.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look at your underlying automatic commitment, which all ICA people should know what that means. And see, you know, are you really committed to doing what you said? If not, then we're going to get you to a place where you're okay with the commitment that you actually are making. So you, if you're not the person that you said you wanted to be, and you're not going to create the results that you said you wanted to create, let's see what you're really committed to.
Mm.
If you want to stay with that commitment, it's okay that that's a, what you want to do, but you need to get real with yourself.
Right.
And we help people get real with themselves. Sometimes we tell people that you need to go back to school. You don't have enough education.
Mm.
There are some business skills. You might want to take a community college course.
Mm.
Or go work with the Small Business Administration, or maybe you need some marketing strategy work.
Right.
And we'll send them to other people for those, you know, if they don't have the skill and they're not able to pick it up with our mentorship, we'll send them to an expert because we see what needs to have, what the holes are in their program, whether it be emotional, mental, physical or spiritual. All of those bodies are present in life and in business.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's a hole somewhere, we point it out and give them the opportunity to fill it up.
That's great.
So, you know, we do some pretty deep work sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
It's not therapy, and we have. It's a very, very fine line, you know, because we have to work with people who can handle their emotions and who are intelligent enough and have enough emotional intelligence
mm-hmm.
to know their boundaries and when they're, you know, we'll push them as far as they will let us.
Well, what's interesting to me is that even though it's not therapy, you've had some results with people that might only expect to be achieved through some sort of therapy or dramatic intervention, and yet was achieved through coaching means. And I'm really just wondering what it is that could create that. That's actually fascinating to me.
Well, you know, I have to tell you, I have one client says, in just 1 week of working with Karen, far surpassed years of therapy for me.
Mm.
And I want to explain that a little bit. In therapy, you're rehashing the past.
Mm-hmm.
In our work, you know, Living Consciously Education Program, step one is self-knowledge. We're going to look at what it is that you know about yourself, and we're going to deepen that. We're going to deepen that process. We're going to help you understand things about yourself that you've kept hidden all of your life. And you're going to come face to face with that stuff. Now, I learned this process in S training. The closest thing to it these days is called Landmark Forum.
Landmark Education, yes. I've taken a number of classes there.
Yeah. So S training is really the essence of your being.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? And let's find out. And you've told yourself so many stories and so many lies and
mm-hmm.
so you've bought into so much of what you've made things mean that people have said about yourself that's not true. And when we stop doing that and we start looking at truth, we start separating fact from fiction. And when we separate facts from fiction, we can look at opportunities to have another vision of ourselves. And that's our next class, You Are Not Your Past, which allows us to really look at perspective checks, how to do a perspective check in a place when you are deeply hurt, when you are grieving for a past that you have unfulfilled. You know, and that's what most coaches are doing right now. And I don't mean most coaches. I mean coaches that have been out there for a while,
yeah,
and they haven't fulfilled their dream yet. They're grieving for a past of unfulfilled, and it creates intense disappointment.
Mm.
And when you're trying to move forward, creating a business, and you've got this intense disappointment hanging on your shoulder, well, it's time to let that go and get through it and realize that you're suffering because you think you're a victim of something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, or if it hurts, it's good for me. That's a good one. Or I deserve this pain because I made a mistake. Well, none of that is true. And so we will teach you emotional intelligence. We mentor you through the process by teaching you new skills. And then we coach you to go out and do it yourself and start using your emotional intelligence and do perspective checks and cost analysis. We help you do an exercise 2.3 in You Are Not Your Past. What are you really committed to?
Mm.
You know, and you get to the realization of what you're really committed to. Look at pattern awareness. Where have you been this way before?
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of the Maslow's hierarchy of needs and say, what needs haven't you got fulfilled here on the bottom line? Let's get those taken care of. Now, what needs do you need to fulfill on the second? And sometimes we've got people who are, you know, about to lose their home. They're having to go get a second job just
mm-hmm.
because they are so passionate about coaching. So we're going to help them fill up their foundation of that Maslow's hierarchy of needs first. You know, if you need to go to work, go to work. Support yourself until you get a system in process. Now, it's been 3 months. You're back to work. You're on your feet. It's time to start moving into getting some clients. Now, can you work part-time now that you've got clients and you're fulfilling some of your needs with clients? Can we expand that? Can we create some group coaching processes where you bring more people in to help support you? Do you have a product? Do you have a CD? Do you have a book that needs to be written? Are you giving yourself enough time? Are you creating a balance of energy and space and time and health and well-being? And we've got a health coach coming up to talk to you a little bit about that too, you know, that you have to create a healthy balance in what you're looking for. And so we've seen so many coaches struggling that you know, what we've discovered is these processes, and like I said, I've got 44 workshops to move from, so that depending upon where you are in your space, that's where we're going to go.
That is a lot of workshops.
It is. But it gives us a nice repertoire
sure.
to be able to help people with their strategy.
And how many people are involved in your business from the point of view of putting this on, putting on the workshops and all the other things that are required?
Well, I have my husband who occasionally helps do the classes. I've been
mm-hmm.
doing them by myself probably for the last 6 months. And then last month we hired another coach who's come in and is now doing the classes. We also have a program where if you don't have classes, if you don't have a signature program and you would like to use the work that we have, we offer it for sale so that you can teach the classes. We have a whole training program to get you through it, but that is something that we offer as well.
Sort of like a license type of a thing?
No, not really. I mean, we're not that formal about it.
Mm-hmm.
our goal is to make sure that you get the concepts, that you understand what it is that you're doing, what it is, what kind of results you're looking for. So if somebody gives you an answer that is not exactly honest or authentic, you can spot it, recognize it, and know there's a UAC going on.
Right.
We typically like to work with people who have done some S training or Landmark because of the ability to, or Genesis work. We also work with coaches who have done the Genesis program because you're able to spot story.
Right.
And when people aren't being authentic. So, yes, we do. And then whatever you bring to the table as a coach, you're going to use it however you want it.
Of course.
And if you need to change the program to fit to your personality, we don't care. We want to give you the tools to be able to make it your own. So we're going to give you the basic concepts, and you're going to purchase that from us. But then you, we're not going to license it. We're not going to have any need or desire to control what you do with it. However, we do also then continue to provide mentoring if you want it.
Mm. It's actually very, very refreshing to hear that, because most of the types of programs I've heard of that give it somebody an opportunity to kind of take it on and repackage it, if you will, or teach it, exert far more control over it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I think the great thing about these classes is any coach who really understands coaching, and specifically ICA coaches because of the UAC factor, really can spot when somebody's not being authentic and can do some deeper work with them.
Now, by the way, I'm curious, on a personal level, did you know before this call that I had done Landmark courses?
I didn't know.
How do you like them apples? I actually took the Landmark Forum originally in 91, and I reviewed it in 2007 and completed what they call the Curriculum for a Living in 2008, and I was also I was a coach in the Self-Expression and Leadership Program.
Well, congratulations. That's a tough job.
Yeah. So, an interesting surprise that we discovered tonight.
Yes. I did the original, or not the original, but the secondary. I guess the original is actually called EST. I did LifeSpring.
Well, LifeSpring is not related other than, intellectually.
It came from the same EST program, though.
The person who created LifeSpring, I think, is more like somebody who branched off and created their own program, but they were not, part of the...
I know that they weren't affiliated with us.
But that would make sense to me, because I once went to a LifeSpring introduction. I don't think they even do that anymore.
They're out of business.
But they tried to come back a couple years ago with something else. But I, years ago, went to a LifeSpring introduction, and my feeling was, I think I've already done this.
Yeah.
So I said, thanks, this is very interesting, but I think I've already done this.
Well, my experience with LifeSpring was it wasn't as gentle as Landmark Forum.
Mm.
I mean, the amount of, I don't know. I mean, I can't explain it. It was so combat oriented, I think, and very, very stout. When I did the forum, they had a nicer, a gentler way, even though they get to the point.
Sure.
A gentler way to go through the fear exercises, and that brought me something to my classes that allowed me to recognize that you don't have to re-traumatize somebody when they're dealing with a past issue. And that's one of the things that I personally did 11 years of psychotherapy to get over some of my childhood trauma. And one of the things that I found really interesting is that oftentimes going through that process will re-traumatize the person going through the process. Now, they say you have to go through it to get to the other side. But what I've discovered in coaching is that you only have to visit it. You don't have to be stuck in it. You don't have to wallow in it. You don't have to stay there and live your life as though you are carrying the burden of what has happened to you all of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And what Landmark did for me was give me an opportunity to hear the words racket and understand what that is.
Yeah.
I use that term and give them full credit, of course, as a way to help people understand when they've got a mask on or they're playing games with themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the wonderful experience that these classes do is that you get to the bottom of what's going on for you. You get to hear, oh, you know, it's like this one guy sticking out in my mind right now. His name was Paul. And Paul had the type A personality. He had the cars, the yacht, you know, he had everything going for him. Had the wife, the kids, and he was miserable. Absolutely miserable. So after talking to him for about 45 minutes, I discovered that the reason he was miserable is everything that he touched was because my dad said I would never amount to anything. Everything had that energy on it.
Mm.
And it kind of tainted his experience of life because he wasn't doing what he wanted to do for his own joy. He was doing what he wanted to do to spite his father and show him that he could. So when we got through that and he got to that realization, we spent the next few months working through the details of it and getting through all the little tiny stories that he told himself. But what happened was when he came out the other side, he still had the same wife. He still had the same job. He still had the same things. He still had the same kids. But he was different, and he loved his life. He appreciated it. He found himself happy for the first time. And in his life, he liked himself.
Wow.
And that's
so
what these
listen, Karen, we have
yeah.
been going on. Ooh. I'm going to tell you that we have less than 2 minutes on this call.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so let me give you the information again. Living Consciously Education Program, you can go to www.livingconsciouslyeducation.com. Sign up for the ICA Alumni Telesummit by clicking the Register for Telesummit. When you do, we'll get your name, put all the information in there, and you'll get within the 72-hour period, we'll send it off actually right after we're on the call, and you will get all the information to go to the to another website. You'll get a password, and you'll get the special bonus program.
Awesome. So, Karen, I want to thank you so much for being on the kickoff call with me here on the ICA Alumni Summit. My name is Coach Andrew, Coach Andrew Porritz. You can find me at myfuturecoach.com, on Twitter at twitter.com/CoachAndrew. And we will be back with session number 2 of the summit with Julie Fowler on Friday at 8 p.m.
Oh, and it's not just Julie Fowler. It's the amazing and inspirational Julie Fowler. She is awesome. She's going to knock your socks off.
I'm very much looking forward to doing my very first Friday night show. And we will see you on Friday night. Thanks for listening, everyone. And good night.